Welcome back, Busy Julian Podcast. And we have a wonderful provider of services here in Julian today. And it's totally different than anything we've talked about before, even though from reading her website, I feel like it's going to follow some themes of things we've talked about before. So today we have Denise from Zen Mountain Yoga. And she's here to talk about the classes and her goals and all that great stuff. So let's get started. Welcome, Denise. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy to do it. I'm really enjoying the podcast and learning more about people. So you have Zen Mountain Yoga, and it is, I just saw the sign. It's something like the Wainola Center. I can't remember exactly the name, but for all of us who've been around forever and those who visit, it's kind of right next to Wainola Pizza and across the street from Jeremy's on the Hill and California Mountain Bakery. I'm naming all those so that people can get a visual of where you are. And they go, oh, I know exactly where that is. So the Cat's Yarn Cottage, that's all in that area,
correct.
Right?
Yeah, right upstairs from Cat's Yarn and California Mountain Bakery.
All right, perfect. So if people know where any of those places are, they'll know how to find you.
Exactly.
And also in the show notes, and for those listening, there's lots of photos that will accompany this conversation so they can see pictures of your studio. It looks very relaxing. Also, because you're fairly new, it looks like you're really catching steam. Like, people are coming to your classes.
Yeah. I'm so happy about that, that there are such a great response. Mm-hmm. People are really needing yoga, seeking yoga. And a lot of people have been saying that they've been looking for a local studio. Mm-hmm. And some of them have newly moved here, maybe a year or 2 years, and said they used to practice, you know, especially because of COVID, people weren't able to get out to classes. So first time back in a yoga class. And they're small settings, you know, of course, we're a small town.
Right.
Small classes, but it has been really a great response. So.
It's funny you say a small class, and I guess the reason why you would say that is maybe people visualize this gym, like 24-hour fitness, and those big rooms and all those people. And no, it's not. It wouldn't be like that. I wouldn't imagine it to be that way. Anyway, but so from some of the pictures that I've seen, it looks like maybe 12 people in the class. Is that, am I wrong?
I think 10 has been the max, and that's probably as many as I'd want to have in that room.
Okay.
Just need to give people enough space. Wanted to feel cozy and comfortable yet spacious enough. So
right.
6 to 8 is probably a good number.
Uh-huh. But 10 is your 10 is your max.
10 is kind of the max.
Yeah. Okay.
So there was one class on Wednesday, last Wednesday, we had around 10 people. So.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and everybody looks, they all look super relaxed and like they're enjoying it. So let's talk about those who might be intimidated by yoga. I know you addressed that on your website, and there's questions about, like, how flexible do I have to be? Let's address that one first.
Yeah. So basically, it's for newbies to people with a regular practice. Mm-hmm. You do not have to be flexible to practice yoga. Mm-hmm. The idea is yoga will help increase your flexibility over a period of time. So this is for everyone, for everybody. And I teach in a very gentle, intuitive way, encouraging others to listen to their body as they're going into poses. So it's not headstands and, you know, pretzel poses to where it could seem very intimidating. It's very accessible for everyone. And that is the way that I was taught and the way I love to teach. Because, again, I want this to be available to the whole community.
Right. So for someone who might have been thinking, okay, I just, you know, I can't bend, twist, or whatever, it seems like a gentle way for people to enter into yoga. And all the while, the cool thing people need to understand about yoga, I do yoga at home with videos. I haven't in a while because I have some stuff going on. But is that you're on your mat, and I see this on your website too. This is your yoga practice. It's not the girl next to you who weighs 99 pounds and can, you know, wrap her legs around her neck. Who cares? That it's about you. And I read that on your website. So maybe you elaborate a little bit on your practice in that aspect.
Exactly. Yes. So that's one thing, that yoga is different than a lot of other practices for health and wellness and fitness. Something, it's not competitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a personal practice. Exactly. It's about your own practice, as you were saying, on your own mat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of it. A lot of times we're practicing with our eyes closed. Mm-hmm. So it's not about what anyone else is doing. This is your unfoldment, so to speak, you know, your healing. Because everyone comes in with different various places where they are in their life or issues, you know, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual. So it's an unfolding of your own practice, your own well-being. And that's a really beautiful thing. So it doesn't matter. And I always encourage people, listen to your body.
Mm-hmm.
If something isn't feeling good or it's too much, come out, rest, come into something like child's pose.
Right.
So it's a very safe, loving setting.
I know for me with yoga, and I'm 54, I have a problem saying it, I used to be an extremely flexible person. Like, I did gymnastics, I swam 3,000 yards a day. I mean, I was like an athletic kid. And I get, if I'm doing like where your legs are together and you're doing the bend over and I can't go as far as I used to, it's very frustrating to me. And I have a tendency to push myself. Mm-hmm. And then that's not a practice. That's a practice in hurting yourself. So correct. I think it's important to, like you said, listen to your body. You correct. Don't have to stretch like you did when you were 19.
Exactly. Because our bodies are always changing. Yeah. Right? We're always changing. So it's about arriving on your mat and accepting where you are today,
right,
with love and acceptance, and that's what the practice is about. And you're going to benefit by honoring where you are today, about where you were 20 years ago,
right,
where you think you want to be. It really is a practice about bringing us into that present moment, and we focus a lot of breath work and so forth to bring us right here, right now.
Yeah.
So it's a very, again, it's a gentle practice.
Right. You know, I really like what you just said, though, because I think if people have trouble accepting where they are in their lives, for example, they haven't done all the things they want to do, or they're like me, you know, a little overwhelmed with all the expectations I have on myself and yada, yada. But if you could, through yoga, accept your physical being where you are, that can't do anything other than help you in your daily life to help you accept where you are.
Exactly.
So, I mean, yoga is about, I'm just gathering this from what you're saying.
Sure.
I'm not saying what I know. It seems like it's about, like you said, accepting where you are, moving through it, and maybe you end up in some different place, but it can transition into
your
daily
whole
life.
It does.
Yeah.
It affects your whole life because, again, you're bringing more awareness to your body. Mm-hmm. You're being more in tune with your feelings, mm-hmm. because if you're, say, in a hip opener, you might feel a lot of emotions there, mm-hmm. because we store a lot of in our hips, mm-hmm. a lot of stress or trauma. So it's a releasing and an opening that does affect all life.
Yeah, I think that's super great.
So it helps. If you're in yoga practice, if you know you're remembering to take those slow, deep breaths, which naturally will regulate the nervous system, if you're in traffic or you're in some stressful situation, mm-hmm. in your life or your relationship, wherever, you're going to remember, it's going to rub off, in
mm-hmm.
a sense, you know,
right.
to take that nice, slow, deep breath so that you can handle situations in, say, a more centered way.
Right.
So it does have that kind of, that effect, it rubs off.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Mm-hmm. That was like a big aha moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed on your website,
and not to be hard on yourself too, right?
Like, yeah.
If you are in something challenging or difficult, not to be hard on yourself and not to push yourself beyond what's
right.
going to be comfortable and safe for you. Just really starting to honor, and that affects everyone you're around, right?
Yeah.
When we're good to ourselves, then we're good to others.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Really, yeah, I need to get onto that.
And sorry.
No, it's fine. That's it. You're here to talk. I'm just here to listen. But on your website, there are some good answers to questions. So I'm going to really encourage people to go to your website, and there'll be a link to that in the show notes. But the actual URL is very easy. It's the name of your business, zenmountainyoga.com. But I saw stuff like Hatha. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I said it right.
Yeah.
Hatha yoga. And then I read what it means, and I thought it was pretty cool. So would you tell the listeners what Hatha means?
So it's sun and moon, mm-hmm. Hatha. And so it's balance. Again, mm-hmm. So again, yoga is about coming to balance, coming to center. That's basically what it means. It's
so
really...
I guess what I'm asking is, mm-hmm. is, so like if someone sees you have yoga and Hatha yoga, mm-hmm. and like, oh, well, if I don't know what Hatha yoga is, then I shouldn't go to that class. And so I'm looking for a way to make people feel comfortable of why would they go to a Hatha class?
Yeah, Hatha is really just a classical yoga.
Okay.
So all yoga is really Hatha yoga. It's a basic physical asanas, which are poses.
Mm-hmm.
And so the poses themselves are really designed to help us sit in meditation for long periods mm-hmm. of time. So the whole idea is to create more health in the body.
Got it.
So that we feel if our mind is calm, relaxed, our body is relaxed, and of course we can feel a lot better.
Yeah, better things happen for
exactly,
us.
Better things happen.
Right. So if I'm speaking now directly to the listeners, if you're looking at the class schedule and it's a Hatha class, you know, don't think, oh, that's something new, different. I don't know what that is. So feel comfortable with going to a Hatha class. Absolutely. And I notice on your website also that there are lots of different options on classes, as far, or even like purchasing, packages so that if they want to, so if someone wants to just try you out, mm-hmm. okay, and they want to come to one class, what does that look like for them?
Yeah, so I wanted also to make this to be available to everyone in the community. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling it a donation base. So, you know, there's always an option to pay a donation. So okay. it's kind of a sliding scale. So a drop in class anywhere between 15 and 20.
Okay.
Depending on what is comfortable for someone. Now, if you're deciding that you'd like to come on more of a regular basis, I have a $99 unlimited. So that comes out to, I think if you come to the 14 classes a month, it's like $7 a
month. Right, yeah.
So it's very, very affordable. Mm-hmm. So there's various options. Some people may know that they want to come twice a week. And so then there's an option for that. So the prices drop on based on frequency.
Yeah, on your commitment mm-hmm. to coming.
Exactly.
You have the singing. What's the full term of that?
Yeah, it's sacred singing, mantra, kirtan mm-hmm. is what it's called in Sanskrit, which is sacred singing is another way to quiet the mind, mm-hmm. basically, rather than doing the physical poses. It's another tool, rather than sitting in meditation, because meditation can be hard for a lot of people. Just sitting still can
That's
be very
hard
challenging,
for me.
Right? And as we all know, the mind just is busy for all of us. Mm-hmm. So the kirtan, or another word for that is mantras or sacred singing, devotional singing, is a really easy way to access that place of calm. Because when we are repeating these positive words, mm-hmm. such as I am only love, just mm-hmm. as an example, if you're repeating that, you're not able to be worrying about what's going on next week or what right. happened yesterday or all of that busy the stories that we tell ourselves, right? Because we all do it. We're human. And those stories can keep us maybe in a state of stress or worry or concern. So the idea of kirtan, sacred singing, helps us to purify, cleanse, so that we can be more peaceful and happier overall.
That sounds
That's
great.
The idea. And so we do that on the first and third Friday of every month.
That was going to be my question. When are those classes?
Okay. And those are combined with yoga. And I've been planning to possibly, if I have enough people interested, maybe just do the singing. Uh-huh. But, you know, we're still getting those ideas out there to everybody. So those are the first and third Friday at 6 p.m. on Fridays.
Okay.
So we'll start out with a little bit of singing and chanting. And again, eyes are closed, so it's not about how you sound. It's not about the singing. It's just letting the vibration of the words and the song come through us. Mm-hmm. And it really does heal. It helps people to feel so calm. It's a practice that I started years ago, and it just has helped me so much mm-hmm. with, you know, anxiety or stress or worry. You know, mm-hmm. again, all those things that we all have those same things that go on for us. Mm-hmm. And we all want to be happy, right? We all want to be peaceful. We all want to feel good.
Right.
So these are just other tools. And they're safe tools. So
right. with your eyes closed, so good for you.
Yeah, with your eyes closed, yeah. And the singing, and they're all usually simple, repetitive songs, mm-hmm. and they're positive things.
Like, row, row, row your boat. Or...
but the same idea, though, yeah, right? Because
right.
you're thinking of that, what that
yeah,
is, and
yeah.
that brings you to a new state, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then throughout your day, you might be singing that song. So this is how these mantras work. You'll find throughout the day, you're singing something positive rather than worrying about whatever it is, you know, you're worrying about.
Right, sure. And for everybody, it's different. Kind of, yeah,
and it brings us, again, it brings mm-hmm. us to the moment.
Sure.
And so, because the present moment is really where everything happens. Most
right.
of the time, we're all scattered all over the place, and it's just kind of like, zoop, come back.
Yeah.
Come back here where we can feel alive, where mm-hmm. we really are alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot. I'm a podcast listener. I think that's why I dove into the podcast realm, but
yeah, you're so good at it.
No, thanks. It's just I'm a yakker by nature, but I know I've learned a lot about, and it's hard, even as much as you can get information in your head, it's really hard to keep internalizing it, where really all you have is this exact moment, and now that moment is gone. And it's crazy. And if you listen to Eckhart Tolle, he can take you down a rabbit hole of now,
yes.
but it's something really to be mindful of. So I appreciate you bringing up that, you know,
these are tools to help that,
right.
because it isn't easy for any of
no,
us.
It's hard.
No matter how much we practice over and over year after year, it's kind of like, it's just like everything else, we have to stay with it and mm-hmm. come back to the things that work for us. You know, some people might not like meditation mm-hmm. or the physical, or someone might really connect or they love to sing,
mm-hmm.
so the sacred singing might be a great tool for them. Like, wow, I can get really calm and peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
This is
that's awesome that you mm-hmm. offer that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a tool of healing, and I found it's helped me in my life for the past like 30 years I've practiced this. I used to play in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to a communications class, and this woman picked up the guitar after the class And she sung this song, I open my heart to love, I open my mind to peace. And something in me just connected with that. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow. She goes, well, I could teach you this. I'm like, really? Because I had never played an instrument. You know, I wasn't encouraged growing up. And she taught me how to play the guitar. And she said, well, I play at nursing homes. She goes, do you want to come? And there wasn't even me to think about it. I just knew.
Yes,
it's just
for
one
sure.
of those aha moments that you talked about. And before I knew it, I was playing, leading nursing home singing. I would go once a week. I would invite people from the community to come. And I could barely even play the guitar, Robin. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally, and I could not sing. Like, I couldn't even carry a note. I never sung. You know, I wasn't in an environment that I could. But my heart just knew that this was healing for me. It was, and for others.
Sure.
And so we would go room to room, sing to the patients in the nursing home. And just the look on their faces after they would begin singing these positive songs, they just lit up. And I just never stopped. And literally 30 years I continued. I even had my son and would bring him, and he was a baby. And then I stopped for, you know, maybe 5 years when he just couldn't come. In the evenings, it was too much. But then I went back to it after he was about 15, 16. And then stopped 2 years ago because of COVID, of course.
Sure.
Go around. So this kind of music that's healing has really, you know, again, I've seen it change people's lives and worlds. And
yeah,
it
that's
just kind
fantastic.
Of goes with all the yoga, you know, the theme of
And then you were in such a role there, but I'm gonna
go.
No, I'm glad. I just want to go. I feel bad going back to something else, but.
No, please do.
Because I know myself, and so maybe I'm just projecting all of my own insecurities on everybody that's listening, but just in case, one of the things that I think is super important to point out is the word practice and what it actually means. I mean, doctors practice, yoga is a practice. I mean, I think the word practice basically just indicates that you're working on something. You know, you're never going to master
it.
There's
no complete goal.
Exactly.
There's no finished spot. And that's why it's a practice. I like that even instead of a class, because, again, we're practicing. Just like we're practicing on, say, being a good person or being a better driver or whatever, that being a good parent. It's a practice, right?
Right?
We're always learning. There's always challenges, lessons, like, oh, I didn't get that one right.
So I'll just keep practicing.
Exactly. And yoga, you, again, every day is going to be different because, again, we show up, and that's the you know, the lesson there, I think. Do we show up each day? Some days, oh, my gosh, I'm really tight today. That's okay.
Yeah.
What's going on? What did I do yesterday? You know, did I, you know, stay up late? Did I have too much salt? Did I drink wine? Whatever, you know, whatever stress is happening in your world will affect
French fries and wine. French fries.
Totally. Yeah. And then we see it on the mat, and that's okay. Uh-huh. You know, again, that's why we're not striving for perfection because there's no such thing.
Right.
We can't do it wrong.
Right.
We're just all, you know, trying to do our best.
Right. And honoring where we are that particular day.
Yeah. So yoga really is a life teaching in a sense. So, but at the studio, you know, it's mainly, you know, again, about the breath, about the poses, about just really being gentle with ourselves. And I encourage, you know, those that come to the class to really be present and not be so hard on ourselves. You know?
I also want to encourage people to check out your frequently asked questions part of your website. And the reason why is, again, I have been struggling with some issues with my back, yada, yada. And why is yada, yada? I did that last one too. Stop it, Robin. You're not Jerry Seinfeld. And, you know, I just follow along with the videos on YouTube. And I found a woman who I really love. So if she's making a video, I'm watching it. And I do the yoga and we just really enjoy her. Because, you know, you go to YouTube, there's millions of videos. And it's, you know, it's hard to find the person that connects right with you.
Definitely.
So I feel like I do yoga and I understand yoga, but the frequently asked questions on your site was things like, oh, I didn't know that. Like when the rolling over after Shavasana.
Yeah, why do we turn to one side?
So
during the day, we turn to honor the sun. And then during the evening, it's to honor the moon.
So I think, you know, that's like little things that
sweeping
I didn't
know.
That I didn't know. And I don't want to give them all the way because we want people to go to your website. But
there is
a great frequently asked question. So if you, even if you are a yoga person, it's kind of cool.
It's always something to learn.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You know,
I never knew that one way or the other.
And again, those rules, you don't have, again, you know, it's okay to turn to the...
No, totally get that. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that it kind of gives you more, you know, when you go somewhere and every detail is tended to and you're just so like, wow. And everything is intentional. So yeah, it's kind of
meaning to
exactly.
It, right?
That's what I'm saying. So they can go and, you know, if they want to roll the left, whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's just kind of cool to understand the intention and what it means.
Definitely.
And yeah, that's why I thought it was kind of cool that just to know that.
Right.
And,
right. Yeah. That's why I love yoga too, is that I've never been one to exercise ever my whole life. I'm not, I don't enjoy you know, the things that other people enjoy.
Me
I don't
either,
enjoy
sister.
Running or
no.
the gym, any of those things. I just my body just doesn't want it. I don't want to do it. But yoga, again, like you're talking about, I fell in love with that because it had that deeper meaning and intention. There was something more to it. I knew it just wasn't just for my body. Not that other practice, you know, other fitness isn't just for your body. It's for your health and heart.
No, totally.
But there again, there's, like you're saying, intention and meaning beyond the physical. And you can feel it. You can feel those effects. So
yeah.
And there's a freedom in it, too. You know, especially when we're on the ground, laying on our mats, you know, on our backs or our stomachs. It's almost like a child, going back to childhood in a way, at times, because there's this freedom that you're free to move your body.
Right.
Whereas, you know, in our society, sometimes, you know, if we're sitting at desks or wherever we are, you know, we might be sitting a little more rigid than, you know, that free, you know what I mean?
It absolutely.
That sense of,
like circle time in kindergarten,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Like, hey, it's okay. Be free. So that's really easy.
So let's bring it home in how do people come to your classes? So if I want to go on to the singing class, do I need to register or can I just show up?
Yeah, so you can go to the website and you can register on there. You can also text me. You know, again, since we're a small town, it's a small community, I encourage people to shoot me a text or call me because my number's on the website and on my cards. So a couple of ways. You can reach out through Facebook.
Okay.
You can message me there or send me a message or go to the website.
And that's basically to help you maintain your goal of class size.
Right, because we don't want to get too many.
Right,
too many
Exactly. Yeah, we don't want the choir to get too big in the singing class.
Right, right. Exactly.
Okay, so, don't just show up. So let's register via the website. Text message is my favorite. It's
text
like, I hate talking
Facebook.
To people. Can you believe that? No, it's not that. It's
I
the It's the phone. It's I hate the phone. So text message, Facebook message, just to let you know that
I'd like to join. Yeah, I'd like to join on Friday or I'd like to join on Sunday. I do have a Facebook group for those that have been coming to yoga. So if you're interested in getting on that, I send updates there.
Oh, good.
So again, just message me again through the for the website or through Facebook or my cell numbers all over the website.
Yeah, and I'll make sure I put that on the show notes, the link to your Facebook page.
Nice.
If you we'll talk about it after, but if you want to put the group on there, maybe that's for after they come. We want people that are actually participating to join the group, I imagine.
Yeah, or if not, they can be on the group. That way they can see. Like sometimes if I have a space, if I had, say, a couple cancellations, I might put a notice that morning and say, hey, everybody, have an opening on Sunday.
Got
and
it.
And that way people know, oh, great, I want to jump in.
Cool. And then I'm going to push you on this one because it's my personality and as I said I'm projecting. Are you good at texting back? Like so if I text you that I want to come to Friday's class and you don't text
you
me
right
back,
now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm just gonna show up. I texted you. I'm here. I want my mat.
Within an hour usually, unless again if I'm teaching, so give me an hour. You know,
right, sure.
An hour. I always get back. I'm
okay.
Good about
yeah,
that.
That's
voice
important.
Text.
Yeah. 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 Text or not even whatever form it is. Mm-hmm. It's just if I'm going to reach out to you, I want to make sure that
I
get a confirmation.
And I love that. I receiving that as well, that kind of customer service. So I'm really good at that.
Good.
Yeah. And then I get to know the people that come to class too to get to understand your body, your situation, to really, you know, the whole idea is to enhance the well-being of everybody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think I said this at the beginning, so I'll close out with it at the end here, is a number of the podcasts I've been doing, I mean, all right down to the retailer, Moonshine Magic, to Justine, and it's all about so many of the providers here are about enhancing the community, making a more peaceful neighborhood.
Exactly.
And I think that that's really awesome that the people all who are new, you guys are new, Moonshine's new, you're new, Justine's new, and it's all about bringing this peaceful, good, relaxed community in which you guys want to live. And I just think that that's really awesome.
Yeah, I love that. And I love to support the other businesses too. Like in my place, Justine started this, she put a little notice up to encourage her her clients to go for a chiropractic or yoga because those things complement massage. And I did the same thing. I thought, I love this. I'm going to pass it along. So I did one of those little felt boards and put Justine and Julian Wellness.
Because
again, all of those modalities work together.
Work together,
They complement each other. So love to support each other in the community. And yeah,
that's awesome.
The more people that are walking around that are kinder, healthier, happier, more peaceful.
Exactly.
Then there we are as a community.
Yeah, we're living in a better place. And
and then
we can.
It starts with each of us.
You right.
If we have that peacefulness in us, we're going to share that with our
right.
neighbor.
Right. So. Yeah, absolutely. I really enjoyed the conversation very much.
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming in. And maybe if something new comes up in the future, some new thing that you're doing, I would love to talk
definitely.
About it then. All right,
definitely.
Cool.
Thank
signing
you,
off. Thank
I
you.
It.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye.